With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. So there he is, Russell Baker, New York Times columnist, author of 8 books, including his Pulitzer Prize-winning autobiography, Growing Up. Russell Baker, holding a book of verse, baffled at the thought of anyone not liking poetry.
They think they don't like poetry because they've got out of the habit of reading poetry or listening to it. In many places in the world, poetry reading has come back, hasn't it? People read it aloud to large audiences.
With the help of his daughter, Russell Baker edited the Norton Book of Light Verse, some 400 ballads, limericks, song lyrics, and even Burma Shave signs.
Back in the 30s, they were all along the side of the road, and they always came in 5 installments. And so many of them were delightful. There's one in there that I came across. Ben met Anna, made a hit, neglected whiskers, Ben Anna split. Well, Burma Shave, they always ended with Burma Shave.
Russell Baker has organized the book by theme.
There's some of us who just like the love verse.
Yeah, exactly. The body stuff.
The body, the dirty,
it's what
the dirty poems.
It's what the Monty Python calls the naughty bits.
Perhaps the worst poem in the Norton Book of Light Verse was penned by a man named McGonagall.
He wrote in the middle of the 19th century, and he had one that was so awful, I thought, it has to be included. It goes, the hen, it is a noble beast. The cow is more forlorner. Standing in the rain with a leg at every corner. Now, that was his verse, or poem.
That was probably his best poem.
I thought, that's so awful, it's wonderful.
I also like the Gillette Burgess poem, I never saw a purple cow, I never hoped to see one, but I can tell you anyhow, I'd rather see than be one. Russell Baker is the editor of the Norton Book of Light Verse, published by W.W. Norton, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. There's a wonderful story in Russell Baker's Pulitzer Prize-winning memoir, Growing Up. Baker was in high school in Baltimore, and he had the dullest English teacher in school, Mr. Flagle. The class assignment was to write an essay, and Mr. Flagle provided a list of topics from which to choose. One of the topics was the art of eating spaghetti, and Russell Baker recalled the day he ate spaghetti for the first time, an exotic dish for a kid growing up in the Depression.
So I wrote this essay just for myself. Violated all the rules and knew it was going to fail. And a couple days later, Mr. Flagle returned all the papers and all but mine. He took this one paper and he said, now, boys, I'm going to read you an essay. And he started reading my Art of Eating Spaghetti. And the class started to laugh. Well, everybody in the room was responding to my words. And when he finished, he said, now that, boys, is an essay. And I thought, hey, maybe I could be a writer. It was a wonderful feeling.
When Russell Baker was 24, he taught himself to type by writing a novel on an old Royal typewriter. Baker sent the novel to some publishers who sent it right back, and years later, he found the manuscript in the attic.
I was horrified that the thing still existed. Good heavens, suppose somebody discovers this.
For 25 years, Russell Baker has written the Observer column for the New York Times.
I remember when I first got the column, what joy and excitement I felt. I thought, oh boy, at last I have a newspaper column. Now I can discharge the entire content of my brain without interference. After the first 4 or 5 columns, I had discharged the entire content of my brain, and I suddenly, what do I do now?
But Baker says he's learned how to turn out a column 3 times a week, even when he has nothing to say. For another side of Russell Baker, pick up the delightful book of poetry he edited for W.W. Norton, the Norton Book of Light Verse. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.